Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, which runs the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, is splitting with its longtime provider of oil spill prevention and response services in Prince William Sound. As APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, in a region where the memory of the Exxon Valdez oil spill remains fresh, that decision is raising concerns.
Right now, Crowley Marine Services provides the tugboats that escort oil tankers out of Prince William Sound. It also manages the oil spill response barges that would be first on the scene if there's ever an accident. The company has held at least part of that contract for more than 25 years, and it's provided all the ship escort and response vessel services for the last decade. Donna Shantz heads up the Regional Citizens Advisory Council, which was set up in the aftermath of the Exxon Valdez. She says what's at stake is more than just a contract.
It's a key oil spill prevention and response measure for Prince William Sound, really put in place after the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. So it's a very, very important role.
But Crowley's contract is up for renewal. And last week, they announced in a press release that their bid had been rejected. It's not yet clear who might take their place. The bidding process isn't complete. Shantz says she and many others in Valdez were taken by surprise, because the current system is working pretty well.
The fact that we haven't had a major oil tanker incident is a pretty good indication. I think Crowley's done a really good job.
And Crowley has made clear the breakup isn't their choice. Representatives wouldn't speak by phone, citing the sensitivity of the issue. But in a press release, CEO Tom Crowley said his company bid this contract very aggressively and is extremely disappointed. The company couldn't offer any details as to why their bid wasn't accepted, and Alyeska spokesperson Kate Dugan says she can't comment while the bidding process is still underway.
It's a competitive landscape, and that's all I can really say about that. The details of the contract, not just the contract itself, but the whole process of how and why we make decisions like this is to protect the privacy of the bidders and to get the most competitive deal we can get.
Dugan says the company is committed to protecting Prince William Sound. That's why it started the bidding process well before the current contract expires in 2018.
We were deliberate in that so that we could make sure that any transition, if there was going to be a transition, would be thoughtful and honor the commitment we have to Prince William Sound.
Dugan couldn't confirm who else is in the running or whether more than one company is still being considered. But Louisiana-based Edison Shuest Offshore told the Alaska Dispatch News that they are competing for the contract. Edison Shuest has operations worldwide, but they're perhaps best known in Alaska for the AVIC tugboat, which was pulling Shell's Arctic drill rig, the Kulik, across the Gulf of Alaska in 2012 when the rig broke loose and grounded off Kodiak. Meanwhile, Crowley currently employs about 250 people in Valdez. Alan Cote is national president of the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific, which represents about 150 deckhands, engineers, and cooks working for Crowley. He says it would be hard for any company to absorb more than 200 people, and his members are worried.
Especially now with the reduction in oil exploration and production in Alaska. So, you know, it's really a catch-22 for these workers, the union and the company.
Shantz says the Citizens Council will work with whoever comes in, but no matter who it is, she says, they will have a steep learning curve.
We don't know yet, but we are assuming we're going to have new tugs coming in, new barges, new people, and just pulling all those pieces together and making sure that the prevention and response in place isn't compromised during that transition process is going to be significant.
Crowley will continue providing services through June 2018. Alyeska expects to announce its new contractor by early summer. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.